In a year that has broken record high temperatures, politicians in Washington state are saying a vote for them is a vote for the climate. And two initiatives on the ballot claim to be major advances in fighting climate change. KUOW's John Ryan brings us the facts.
Environmental activists have lined up in support of Sound Transit 3. That's the ballot measure that would double the size of the region's light rail system and make some other transit improvements. Supporters call it the most important vote you can make for the global climate.
It's not the only thing that we need to do, but it is a critical piece of what we need to do.
Vlad Gutman-Britton is with the group Climate Solutions in Seattle. In our region, the biggest threat to the climate isn't industry, it's people driving.
Sound Transit 3 is a solution that gets at the main source of pollution in Washington state, the transportation sector. So it's really important from that perspective.
Taking a bus or train generally pollutes less than driving. That's especially true if the transit runs on electricity, like light rail does. Sound Transit has tallied how much gasoline our region wouldn't burn if ST3 passes. Once all its projects are up and running some 20 years from now, enough people would switch from driving to transit that the region would save millions of gallons of gas each year. That would keep more than 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide out of the sky. Sounds big, but for comparison, that's less than 0.5% of the emissions our region is expected to put out that year. Groups campaigning for the Sound Transit measure have overstated those carbon savings by a factor of 6. Most of those benefits will come from transit projects that voters approved years ago, but just haven't been built yet. Mass Transit Now and the Washington Environmental Council put out the false statement on campaign emails, websites, and social media.
So it's a huge overstatement.
Doug McDonald is the former Secretary of Transportation for Washington State.
There might be reasons to vote for Sound Transit 3, but if you think that it's going to save the planet because it's a climate action strategy, you're being bamboozled.
Climate activist Gutman-Britton says ST3 will have climate benefits that aren't captured by the numbers yet. Land use will change as transit-oriented developments put more people close to light rail.
People who are able to work and play and live in these areas may not need a car at all. And that's a really, really big deal, and it's transformative.
Sound Transit's numbers also don't account for the energy it would take to have heavy machinery build 62 miles of track and a new tunnel under downtown Seattle.
That takes a lot of carbon to make concrete, to make steel. So we are going to go backwards with carbon long before we get to the point where Sound Transit 3 might take us frontwards, though not very much.
McDonald knows megaprojects, though he might be an unlikely advocate for the climate. For 7 years, he was the state's chief highway builder.
Do you ever have any misgivings about building so many highways and helping so many cars keep putting out those greenhouse gases?
Every one of us ought to be able to say that their views of climate change have changed dramatically. When I go back and think of what I was doing in 2005, I don't regard myself as having had one clue about climate.
In his retirement, McDonald says he's become passionate about climate change.
But this is an existential crisis for human beings on Earth. It's now.
United Nations scientists this week said the next 3 years are the world's last chance to get emissions under control enough to avoid dangerous levels of warming. Whatever benefits would come with Sound Transit 3, most of them won't come soon. Most of ST3's light rail projects won't be up and running until the decade of the 2030s. As for the claim that ST3 is the most important vote on your ballot for the climate, the carbon tax initiative, whatever its other merits or flaws, would have a much bigger and faster impact on the state's carbon emissions. The Washington Commerce Department says the tax measure would knock 2% off the state's emissions within 2 years and 11% over the next quarter century. Whatever voters choose this month, the state will still be a long way from meeting its targets for much deeper reductions to help stabilize the changing climate. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.